Hello.
We're the Gorghouls.
Yeah.
Hopefully you already know that since this is episode 10.
10? Question mark?
I believe.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. We're back.
Back again.
It's the end of September now, so there's a few things that's been happening that we figured we'd talk about.
Yeah. We're gonna make a little short episode tonight, but it's getting close to Halloween month.
Monday, I think, is the first.
Yes. Yeah, because it's 29th and 30th. Is,
yes.
No. It's the 30th.
Yeah. Because October is the 31st.
Yeah.
But we've been to Halloween Horror Nights a couple of times. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to give you a little review on the first three episodes of American Horror Story.
Yes.
Apocalypse. So, what do you want to start with?
We can start with the Halloween Horror Nights. We've been a couple times now.
Okay. We've been to Halloween Horror Nights. Did you go in any extra houses last night?
We didn't go last night.
Oh.
So.
Sunday
was last night. What was that? Oh my gosh, what was that? It was like a Fallout one that we went in. After you guys left, we went in the one that was next to Trick or Treat.
Seeds of Extinction.
There it is. Yeah.
So, we've been a few times, or a couple times, and I haven't been in any houses yet, so that means you've been in two houses.
Trick or Treat and Seeds of Extinction.
So, it's been quite busy the last few times that we've been.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna hope for a Wednesday and a Thursday to be able to get in, like, the Stranger Things house and stuff. I talked to Gabby today, and she said that it's the best house.
Like, is it fun?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So, the scare zones are actually really good this year.
Amazing.
The Chucky one actually is pretty interactive.
Yeah.
When you're walking through, all of these characters are different messed up toys.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, the Barrel of Monkeys, they've got Cabbage Patch Dolls, Care Bears, which are Scare Bears, Gem, there's a Gem doll,
My favorite. She's super cool.
She's got half her face melted. And then there's, like, a stage thing where a Chucky doll comes and, like, interacts with the crowd. It's really cool because they'll call people up and, like, actually talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just, like, a recording. And then there's, like, an operation where it's a real person and a doctor's, like, operating, like, at the game.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's a really cool scare zone. And yeah. It's very smart to not just have, like, a ton of Chuckies running around.
Yeah.
I like the toy things. And those bear things, the Cabbage Patch, whatever, kids, those, like, oh, God, they're so fucking creepy.
They are very,
and they're
very
huge.
Creepy.
Those costumes have to be so annoying.
I don't know.
It's a really fun scare zone, though. Mm-hmm. Like, super fun.
Yeah, and then there's
the Blumhouse, like, Welcome to Blumhouse kind of thing, where they just, they have, like, various, the side things have, like, a little Happy Death Day.
Section,
and then this section.
Yeah,
this
that's
section.
The harvest scare zone.
Yes.
But it has, like, an advertisement for each house.
For each house.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's fun,
and they're,
like, photo op.
Yeah, I gotta say that in various scare zones, kind of just like the random scare zones, they have stilt walkers, and they're phenomenal this year.
Yeah, they light
so
up.
So cool. They light up. They're, like, some of their arms have, like, where they're, like, controlling the arms, so the arms are, like, lengthened, and they're doing, like, puppeteer stuff, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Killer Clowns is, like, one of my favorites, too, and their costumes are, like, top-notch.
Yeah, super, they're perfect.
Fun. Yeah, it's perfection.
I didn't know how they were gonna do it, but, like, the masks and everything are just...
They're great.
Yeah.
They're... It looks like movie still stuff.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, it's amazing. They're actually, like, went above and beyond this year. Oh, and the vampire thing is so fun.
Oh, yeah, 1985.
Yes.
So they have it where... In front of, like, the Mummy and, like, where New York is, they have, it's, like, supposed to be 1985, like, the New Year's, being rang in. So you have, like, some people in, like, party attire, but then half of them are, like, vampires that have turned or starting to turn everybody else. Every so often they do, like, a ball drop, which is really fun.
Yeah, we watched that the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We came up on it, and it was just... Perfect.
Yeah.
It was, like, so, like, 80s perfect.
When all of the houses, even, like, the Halloween house, we haven't been in it yet, but is Halloween 4, so it's 80s.
It's all, yeah.
So
Trick or Treat's the only thing that's
Yeah, but that I don't think that the movie actually has, like, a time period.
It doesn't have a time period,
like, it's,
I feel.
You know, there's no real cell phones or anything like that.
Well,
in
she
it,
calls
so.
Her sister from the cell phone.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
But, like, it's very, like, minimal so that they can, it can be, like, a timeless
thing. I feel if they're taking anything out of Trick or Treat, it's when the school bus driver.
Yeah.
I think that's where.
Which is definitely in the 80s.
Yeah, so I think that's where they're pulling it out, mm-hmm. which I don't care. It belongs in there.
But they're blasting 80s music pretty much
so
the whole
good.
Park and
really
everything.
Good music.
It's awesome. But you guys did the trick-or-treat house. I'm going to do it next time.
Yeah. Trick-or-treat house was really cool. You came in through the bus driver's yard. It was his house front with, like, the pumpkins everywhere and stuff. So you come through his house and he's in there and he's got a shotgun, you know, and Sam's at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of go through various, like, big scenes in there. So you go through the principal's house. You go through, and the kid is on the front step, like, puking. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And you go through his house, and you go through the streets when they're having the parade. So you hear, like, that drumming music and stuff, and the girl is, like, screaming for help that he bites the mm-hmm. neck. And you go through the swamp. I think you go through the swamp and the quarry. So they have, like, where the bus crashed, and then where the kids were doing, like, their little, like, over-the-ledge thing.
Yeah.
And then you go through the werewolf thing. They have Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella, and then they have a werewolf animatronic, and it is the best part of the house to me, because I just love that scene, and it looks really cool. So, yeah, they picked out some really good parts of Trick or Treat, and everything looks really good. Sam looks really good. It's awesome. Like, it's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to go through it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And the front is really cool. It's just, like, the big poster for Trick or Treat out front of the house, so it's beautiful. And then we went through...
I was going to say, what's the Seeds of Extinction on?
It's kind of just, like, toxic waste kind of thing.
Oh.
Like, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like, it's fine. You're going through, like, it almost reminds me of, the Creepshow short where the meteor hits and everything turns into, like, weeds and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's basically that. It's a little annoying because once you go through one of the houses, it just drips on you all the time.
Oh, really?
So they do, like, the spray drip thing.
Oh.
But it's kind of all the time. So, like, it was really fun, but there's some parts where it's, like, really dripping, and, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like,
yeah,
where I could avoid getting wet, but now you're, like, forcing it upon me.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
When we like to dress up, too. So
exactly.
I don't want my dry clean only pinup dress getting dripped on.
So the whole time I'm, like, wiping my arms off and stuff, though it was really good. It's mostly just kind of, like, melted face people with, like, weeds all over them. It was kind of cool because they did have one of the, prosthetics was almost, like, one of those dragon fruit, like, things, but it came out into, like, teeth.
Yeah.
So
kind of like the pumpkins in
yes,
the other one.
Yes, but it was, like, a plant instead.
Like a demogorgon.
Yeah, it looked like a plant demogorgon, like, mix, which might have been, like, a thing. But,
yeah.
No, it was a super fun house. Like, don't get me wrong, but I do have to say half the time I was kind of like, fuck, everything's dripping on me. Like, I'm not a big fan of that stuff.
No.
But it was cool. You walk through, like, a shop, like a bar or something, and everything's covered in whatever. Like, it's just one of those, like, toxic takeover kind of things. So, those are the two that we went through so far.
Yeah, it's, like we
said,
it's been
packed.
So, I think that what we're going to do is, there's a couple Fridays where neither of us work.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go, get there when it opens, and stay until it closes.
Yeah.
Or until we get all the houses, at least
as much as we can. I mean, we have plenty of time to do that.
Yeah. But I'm dying to go through the Stranger Things house.
Me too.
It looks amazing.
I know that, honestly, like, Trick or Treat is so good, and even that Seeds of Extinction was really good. I think they're going to put their heart and soul into it.
Yeah, I want to do the Scary Tales house.
Always.
Those
are the best.
Those are my favorites.
Those are always the best.
They haven't had one in a couple of years.
No.
So I'm really excited.
No, and it was so good that year that they had it, where they had, like, the strobe lights and the minotaurs, like, coming
mm-hmm.
at you. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I really like the Scary Tales houses. And I want to do, obviously, Halloween 4 and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they have the big white monster from Poltergeist.
Yes.
Because that would be really freaking cool.
Yes.
Or if you, like, I don't know if they how they could do it, but, like, with the water, with all the bodies, like, floating up.
Yeah.
Maybe have it, like, in a tank or something. I don't know.
Well, it would be kind of cool to do, like, a almost like an aquarium kind of tank. Yeah. If you, like, walk through it and they're, like, above you or something like that. That would be really cool.
I don't know how the hell they would temporarily set that up,
though. No, I know. It'd be kind of a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. But, no, it's this, after seeing, like, the two houses, and honestly, even just seeing the scare zones and stuff, I am so stoked about literally all the houses.
Yeah.
There's always been some where we've been, like...
It doesn't really matter.
If it's, like, 5 minutes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I am actually super stoked to go through all of them. Like, yeah. I want to go through all of them.
Well, I feel like they've relied on The Walking Dead so much in the last few years. Oh, so fucking painful. So now, everybody, like, I know that the last time I did a survey for Halloween Horror Nights, I said, like, please stop fucking having Walking Dead.
And they listen, so your surveys that you do all the time.
And you get Universal bucks most of the time. But, like, I think everybody was like, okay... It's been, what, I think it was, like, 5 years?
Like, yeah, it was, like, 4 or 5 years in a row.
We are fucking done with zombies. We don't like The Walking Dead much anymore.
But nothing had changed, like, in The Walking Dead for them to elicit it.
No, it was only zombies. It was only, like, people shooting you guns. Like, there's nothing that's, like, it's not, like, oh, my God, there's that giant zombie monster from the show.
Yes.
You know, like, that's nothing like that's happened. So, like, and I'm not scared of people. Like, I'm not scared of Negan shooting
me. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, like... What, you walk through and you see someone dressed as the governor and you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm not fucking scared of that.
No.
But yeah, I feel like they've definitely upped their game this year, for sure.
Hardcore. And people are responding because it has been loaded there.
Yeah, normally the first weekend is usually pretty quiet and that's when we can get most of our stuff done and kind of like...
Do everything else later. Yeah. Or whatever.
But it's been freaking packed.
Yeah, which is why we really... push for the frequent fear pass. I mean, we were really excited about this year. Other years, we don't care enough if we actually go through houses. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe there's one. And if we're there for just one, then we'll wait the hour and a half.
Yeah.
But this year, like...
Want to do them all.
It is on point. It's a fleek. This whole Halloween Horror Nights is fleek.
Yeah. I don't think that there is... I know Dead Exposure is...
Is that a repeat
Even
one?
That sounds, yeah, but this time what it is it's completely pitch black as you're walking through, and only every so often lights flash.
I don't know
So
about
you
that.
Don't know what's, you know what I mean? Like, you, so you yeah. don't know what, you're just basically walking, and then the lights will flash, and you could be surrounded by, I think it's a zombie house.
I'm pretty sure Dead Exposure, like, was radiation.
Yes, but this time you won't be able to see until the lights flash, that's and fucking, then it's gone again, so.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
I'm excited. They're bringing their A game this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, how the stuff from Stranger Things works. Like, maybe they got some sponsorship-y stuff
yeah.
that just, like, pushes them a little bit further, because I haven't seen the shitty masks where it's, why do you have a mask on?
No.
Like,
even,
it's a makeup effect. Just do makeup.
Well, like I was gonna say, like, in the scare zones a few times, it has been, like, why are you wearing that shitty-ass
but
mask?
Lady Luck did that. Remember
yeah,
that Lady Luck year?
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful
terrible.
Woman that's like Lady Luck, and then they had masks on.
Yeah,
you can't find redheads. You can't put a wig on and
no.
just... Like, it was so weird. It
but
was
everybody
so
has,
weird.
Like, even the gem is, like, half-melted, and her face... It's her face. Like,
you love that
the other,
gem, don't you?
I do. So much. Every time she scares you or tries to scare me, I always tell her how pretty she is. But, yeah, so it's been really exciting. To be back to,
yeah.
like, normal.
Well, and, yeah, normal, and things look really good, and we're excited about the houses, because either stuff looked really good, but we were like, meh.
Yeah.
Or the houses just were super boring.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a scaredy cat, and I want to go in every house.
Yes. You, like, just gotta see it. Like, mm-hmm. it's so pretty. Well, like, even that's what I, like, I thought it was really pretty in Dead, like, the Seeds of Extinction thing. They had, like, some plane crashy kind of stuff, and just, it was nice. They did a good job. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, everybody, like, roughly looked different. There was at least, like, 3 or 4 different style creatures.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
Same shit all the time.
Yeah. So, it was really cool. All right. So, do you want to talk about American Horror Story thus far?
So, we're 3 episodes in now.
I can't believe it's been 3 weeks now.
I know. This week was the Halloween-ish episode.
Yeah.
So far, I'm digging it.
I'm super into it.
Like, the first episode, the first 10 minutes of the first episode...
I don't even want to explain that anxiety that I had.
...is the most anxiety-inducing show or movie, I think, for a while, that has given me that, like, oh my god, this could actually be our fucking life anytime.
Like, legit, they could have used a trigger warning at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one of those people, but, like, I really, like, I try to stay away from anything that's, like, apocalyptic world-ending stuff. I don't want to watch 2012. The Day After Tomorrow gives me, like, heartburn. Like, I just, that stuff, like, freaks me out. And this was, like, the way that they have people, like, act and stuff was way too real. Like,
when it comes over the... TV, and then you get, like, an Amber Alert type thing on their phone.
Like, the Hawaii situation.
Oh, yeah, like, the missile.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody's like, oh, it's just, like Hawaii. Hawaii.
Like, in 5 minutes, they'll tell you it's fake, and then, like, there's newscasters that are like...
It's real.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just, like, they really deliver that, just, like, there's nothing I'm gonna say to you, and this is done, and we're all dead.
Yeah.
It was hard. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, it really, like, gave me the shakes kind of thing. Like, luckily, it's pretty in and out. Like, it seemed like then it probably took forever, and if you rewatch the first episode, it's probably nothing.
Yeah, we've rewatched it, and it's maybe, like, 10 minutes long, but it's still anxiety
the first time
inducing.
Was, like...
yeah. Like, well, because you're waiting for, are you gonna see the bomb drop, or
what
is
it?
You know?
Yeah.
But, so we follow, like, a select group of people into, this, like...
premier
sanctuary kind of thing.
Yeah, but then they call something else a sanctuary.
But it's like a outpost. They call it an outpost, but it's like underground. It's
a bunker. It's a really expensive, gorgeous
bunker. So you either have like
a ticket.
Special DNA, or you have a ticket, and like the tickets cost $100 million a piece. There's purples and grays. The grays are like the servants, and then the purples are the people who don't need to be servants. But they all have to wear, like, period attire. Like, they all have... All the women have, like, a certain dress that they have to wear every day. And it's, like, old, like, medieval times, Victorian-type stuff. It's all candlelit. There's no electricity.
Except the radio.
Yeah, except the radio. They eat these, like, cube things, but you find out that that's not necessarily... They don't have to do that, but the main lady, Miss Venable, is...
Venable, yeah.
Making up her own rules. So really, they could be eating regular food, and they don't have to be wearing all the clothes, and they don't have to be doing, like, they can't have sex and stuff like that. So all those rules she's made up, like, she's basically playing God.
Yeah, because it's the apocalypse, who's gonna...
Yeah, so the cooperative is, like, this, like, third party, like, people who have put this all together, but you don't really hear from them. She's, like, the mouthpiece for them.
Yeah.
But then Michael Langdon shows up, Tate and Vivian's son from the first show, from the first season.
The one that Constance raises.
Yeah, so we know that he's the Antichrist because of the previous seasons, but that's obviously not talked about. Nobody knows that.
Quite yet, yeah.
But he comes to, like, check on them, and then... lets everybody know that all the other outposts that have been in America have been overrun by cannibalistic radioactive
humanoid
people.
Underground dwellers.
Yeah.
Chud.
Yeah. Basically. So, so he comes in and he says that there's another bunker or something that...
They're bunkers.
Yeah,
they're just really fancy bunkers.
And it's called the Sanctuary, and the only way they're all going to survive is if they get picked to go to the Sanctuary.
And he's only picking, like, one person.
But he says that he could take all of them, or he could take none of them.
Okay.
It just depends on who, like,
who
he likes.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Who qualifies to become, like, to come to the Sanctuary with him. So, he starts conducting interviews, and you find out some deep, dark secrets of the other people that are in the bunker.
Yeah.
And... Mallory, who has gotten a ticket from Coco.
Yeah.
She's a gray, which I don't understand how that works, because she has a paid-for ticket. So, I know it was supposed to be Coco's brother's ticket or whatever, but... So, Coco, the hairdresser, and Evie, like, the grandmother, all get to be purples, but Mallory, even though she has the same exact ticket, has to be a gray.
Is a gray.
Like, that's... But anyway, so you figure out that she's a witch, because she... Michael not attacks her, but, like, kind of, like...
They go back and forth.
Yeah. So, she shows some kind of powers, and it doesn't look like she knew that she had them. It was kind of a manifestation
right then and there. Yeah, or she, like, roughly knew she was different, but didn't know what she could do.
Yeah. So, that's this last episode. So, they have the Halloween party, and Miss Venable decide... Michael tells... Tate, it's because it's late. Michael tells Miss Venable that she's not going to go to the sanctuary, because of, like, the way that she's been running the place and stuff like that. So, her and Kathy Bates, who's awesome, and a robot, decide that they're going to kill everybody so that, really, he has no choice but to take Miss Venable, to the sanctuary. So, they poison everybody with apples. They have a Halloween party where they bob for apples. And they kill everybody using snake venom injected into the apples. But then Miss Mead, which is Kathy Bates' character, it comes to light that Michael is the one that is controlling her programming.
Mm-hmm.
So her programming to be loyal to Miss Venable, he overrides that and makes her loyal to him. So she shoots Miss Venable. So pretty much every single person, except for Kathy Bates and Michael Langdon, are...
Gone.
They're dead. So, the entire bunker...
The boyfriend of Coco's is still running around
somewhere. Oh, yeah. So, Billy Eichner, he's stuck outside because he doesn't get to the airport in time to go on the flight with them to get to the bunker. So, but he...
He's doing his little, like, return to fame kind of thing.
Yeah. So, he comes back and he kills Coco and he's running around the bunker somewhere. So, the three of them are in the bunker. And then Cordelia, Madison, and... Myrtle from Coven show up at the gates. They come inside.
Fabulously.
Yes, they do. It looks like, well, we'll go over what we think after the summary, but they come in and they get Mallory, the TV presenter lady, and Coco.
Yep.
Adina Porter. I don't know her name in the show, but they get them, but they're dead, so... Cordelia resurrects them because they're witches and they apparently need them. So that's where we're at now. That's where it's ended. We saw there wasn't really much in the sneak peek of next week, so we can't even really speculate on
that. No, it's just the witches talking. Like, but, we need you.
Yeah. So it seems like they're building like an army. We should have said spoiler alert. Yeah. Well, whatever.
We'll put it on the
episode. You know that we're going to fucking talk about it. So, yeah. So my...
Yeah, like, you go for thoughts? It, because I don't really ever have, like, thoughts about this stuff, because I'm just, like, along for the ride. You know, Madison was dead, and Myrtle was dead. Mm-hmm. So, question mark on that stuff. I'm just stoked. Like, I honestly don't care what bullshit story you give me. Like, I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah, so, in the preview for next week, it does show that it's kind of a flashback. So I'm figuring we're gonna see why they brought back Madison and why they brought back Myrtle. So my thoughts are on that, because everybody else is dead, so speculating on the other people in the thing.
Madison's in a supermarket, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it looks like she's working at, like, a Bed Bath & Beyond.
So do you think, like when the witches get killed, they, like, get resurrected into something else?
I don't know. So what I think happened is that because when Madison dies, nobody knows she's dead.
Yeah.
Because Kyle strangles her or whatever.
Yeah, and then...
And then she just... They don't see her again.
What's his face takes her upstairs?
Spalding. So I'm assuming that at some point... Because Spalding is a ghost. So I'm sure Madison starts to smell at some point. So I'm sure that Cordelia goes up there and, like, resurrects her back again. Because they know that they can do that now. And I think that Myrtle... Once Fiona, because they didn't know that Fiona was, they thought Fiona was dead, and then she came back, and, like, Cordelia, like, you know, she died and everything like that. So, I think that Cordelia decided that Myrtle had been burnt at the stake twice, and she wanted to go the second time because she had done the thing with the eyes to get Cordelia eyes. So, what I think is that Myrtle, when she was burnt at the stake the first time, it was for pouring... acid on...
Falsely accused.
Set up to say that she poured Cordelia in her eyes, like the acid. So then she died for that. So then she did the melon ball thing with the eyes when she was resurrected, and then she died for that.
Yeah.
So if she comes back again, she's free. she's clear.
Yeah.
You died for it. That's fine. So now I can bring you back and you're fine. Like, that's all been taken care of. You've paid for your sins.
Because she was so upset about it.
That exactly. She, yeah, that so makes... it's like, well, you've already died, Myrtle. Get over it kind of thing.
It's like, you paid for it. You're dead.
Yeah.
Like, and I brought you back to life. So what are you going to do now? Like, I'm not going to kill you because then I have to die.
Yeah.
Like.
So my theory about that, if you will humor me.
Oh, we will humor you, because, fun fact, Sam's usually right about this shit somehow.
So, Cordelia, Madison, and Myrtle obviously show up. They have no gas masks. You don't see that they've had any type of,
They have nothing on. Yeah. They have hoods. They have really cool freaking cloaks on.
So, they walk up. Doesn't look like the radiation's bothered them. Obviously, they've been above ground. I think that maybe Miss Robichaud's is one of the outposts.
Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong.
They could cast a spell around it. Yeah,
so I think that that's been, like, a safe haven, and I know that it was filled with witches at one point. So what I think is that it either doesn't affect witches, or they can do potions to keep themselves healthy.
Yeah.
Throughout, like, the nuclear fallout. Well, the only way, all the other people on the Earth haven't survived. If they have survived, they have, like, Billy Eichner's character, he has... cancer, and he has all kinds of infections and lesions, and he's gross. So I think that the witches believe, the reason that they bring the three other ladies back to life, because they know that they're witches, is that the only way that the world is going to right itself is if the people who aren't affected by it do something about it.
Yeah.
And I also think that while it is a nuclear fallout, we know that Michael is the Antichrist, and I think that he orchestrated the entire thing.
Yeah.
Like, to get rid of humanity, or for whatever
reason. Well, if he has control over Kathy Bates as a robot, reprogramming her with a look, he can...
Yeah.
It's robots that control all that other stuff.
Yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Or computers.
Yeah.
Robots are computers, so he can control computers.
So I don't think that there is a cooperative. I think that Michael is the only cooperative person.
Well, and he... What's interesting is when Mallory... reveals herself, quote-unquote. Michael later on says he thought that he got rid of all of them.
Yeah, I caught that too. So he's actively trying to get rid of the witches.
He attacked the, Robichaud's.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, like, its own, like, little thing. Because he did say, I thought I got rid of all of them.
Exactly. So I think that maybe... Cordelia resurrected herself and then resurrected all of the people in her coven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or whatever happened over there.
So that they could go after Michael.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where Tessa Farmiga is, or Queenie, because they were still alive, even when Madison and Myrtle weren't, they weren't alive.
Yeah,
they were
but alive still. Cordelia's the head of the house, and she also put them as head of the house, so someone needs...
Well, they're the witch's council now.
But that's the thing, so they could stay at the house.
Yeah, so I'm sure that they're protecting
if
the other...
If Cordelia's gone,
mm-hmm.
they need to stay at the house.
But yeah, so I think that the witches are going to be the only ones that can, like, stop everything from happening, and hopefully, maybe not... bring everybody back.
No, I don't care about that.
But, like, I think that they'll be able to, like, right the world type thing. Well, I mean, it is American Horror Story, so we know it's probably not going to end well.
No, it's never going to end well. But it's... I like the whole, like, the witches... This is... Michael was shooketh.
Yeah.
When Mallory showed himself, herself.
Yeah, he was not expecting it.
And it wasn't just like clever girl, like, this will be fun.
Yeah.
He was shook.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, like, fucking A. So I think it's really fun
mm-hmm.
that witches could take down the devil.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
And I like it because it's one of those things where it's like they were considered the devil.
Yeah.
Like, in but sheep's clothing kind of thing.
They're going to be the ones that...
Yeah. So it's almost like Michael said... Like, it's almost one of those things where it's like, your powers were mistaken for mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful you are.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the devil, witches aren't the devil.
But
your power is so... People see you as the devil more than they see the devil as the devil.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool to see him, he was freaked out by Mallory.
Well, he showed his, like, true face or whatever, quote unquote.
iPhone, Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
But, no, it was, like, it's really exciting. It's super, like, I'm so stoked about that.
So, and I think that episode 6 is named Return to Murder House.
We're on the third episode, Sam.
I know.
Stop Wikipediaing things.
No, I didn't. I can't remember where I saw it.
Mm.
It was, there was a picture of Tate and Violet, like, sitting together.
Oh, okay.
And it was, like, episode 6.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I think about the way that Murder House is going to come in is obviously because Tate is Michael's dad.
Well, and they do a little tease like, the rubber, with the leather
face. Yeah, they have, like, the rubber man and all that kind of stuff. I personally think that the Murder House isn't going to be that big of a deal. What I think is going to happen is that episode 6 is going to be at Murder House before the bomb comes.
Oh, like, you know what I mean? Doing? Like,
because that's in, it's in L.A.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to be, like, what happens to the ghosts when the nuclear comes.
Yeah.
When they don't have, A, they don't have a house because it'll be blown to shit.
Yeah.
But so, are once there's no house, are they allowed to walk away? Are they allowed to,
like, what confines go up to heaven? Them there?
Yeah, exactly. So are they, you know what I mean? Are they allowed to, are their souls finally allowed to leave Earth? Or now do they have to just walk around Earth because are there's they nowhere for them to go? Or do they just disappear? I don't think that's the case.
No.
But I would say that some of the good ghosts, like Moira, will be able to, like, finally be
set free. I really hope so.
Like, and ghosts like Tate have to stay in this, like, eternal thing.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, he's gonna have...
That'll be fascinating.
He might be the rubber man, Tate, because it's, like, his dad, so he keeps him around type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If anybody's gonna have the power to keep Tate with him, it's gonna be the Antichrist, his son. You know what I mean? But I'm very excited about that. I unfortunately did hear that Jessica Lange is only coming back for that episode. She's not gonna be in the rest of the show. Only that episode.
Fuck,
so, I imagine we'll see what happens to Constance if she gets to go to an outpost and all that kind of stuff. So, that's disappointing, but at least we get her back for one episode. And hopefully in the future she'll come back.
We're just going to have to soak it up and watch it on repeat 10,000 times.
Yeah. But I'm super excited.
I am too. And everything sounds super logical that you're saying, so I'm so stoked to see where it goes. Because Sam Sajamas, or what is it? How would it be? No Sajamas would be like...
Yeah, I like Sam Sajamas. I'll take that.
She's usually right, and it's really weird, so I can't wait, and then we can listen back to this and realize we were right or we were wrong.
Or laugh at ourselves.
Or you can give us your thoughts, too.
Yeah.
Because that's just us, like, projecting off each other. So if you have any thoughts, or maybe, I don't know.
Let us know.
You know Tate personally. And
right.
You guys have talked about this or something.
If that's
like that.
The case, let us know.
Hit us up. Let us know, though. Like, comment or slide in those DMs or whatever you got to do. And we'll talk about it next time that we have an episode. Because we'll get back on schedule where we, like, have, like, a theme or, like, something. But we'll probably talk about each American Horror Story episode and just see where it's going a little bit.
Yeah, I would like
just
to
a little,
that.
Just to kind of.
I like the speculation of like.
And it works out because
happen.
Wednesday at 10 o'clock, too late for me. So I can't like I we always like watch it together. Like they'll watch it, but I come over and then we watch it together, so we can record and like watch the thing and then record because it just works that I'm over here on a Thursday, so.
But yeah, so we'll speak to you next time. We'll hopefully have more reviews of houses. And like Caitlin said, we'll have more of a theme next time.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for talking with us again.
Yeah, contact us if, you know, questions, topics, whatever. Talk about your spooky experiences, like what you're doing in your town.
Yeah.
Like what Halloween things are going on around you that you just absolutely love or think is really cool. We love hearing about that stuff and wish we were there to do it too.
Yep.
So yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.